In 2008, the government made a commitment to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. 11 years on, and little change has been made. Prime Minister Scott Morrison today announced that only 2 of the 7 targets have been met, and 2019 will bring about change. But will we see a real improvement or another year of failed promises? The Wire's Jessica Supple has the story.
I want Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children to have the same opportunities as all other children growing up in Australia. That is a goal that I believe is shared by every single member of this parliament. But it's not true for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children growing up in Australia today. It's never been true, and I don't know when it will be true. And that is the truth we must confront today.
That was Prime Minister Scott Morrison this morning presenting the Closing the Gap report for 2019. Cheryl Axleby is the co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. I asked her what she thought of today's report.
Well, I think, you know, if we're focusing on the targets only, we've had the same response that we've had for the last 11 years. The only good thing that's come out, in my view, about the Closing the Gap is the opportunity for our national peaks, for which we've been lobbying since late last year, to have a partnership at the COAG level and at equal level.
The Prime Minister has indicated this morning that his intention will be to focus almost solely on education and that the focus has probably been too widely spread, in his opinion, in the past. Do you think that's the correct path to be taking, to have the strongest focus on education?
Well, again, what we need to do is reset the agenda and have Aboriginal-led decision-making in how targets are going to be developed and how best they meet the needs of our communities. You know, we need to have education because it's very important for our communities, but what we don't have is a greater investment in building community capacity nor support for families who are living in poverty. We have the impact of intergenerational trauma and healing, which still hasn't been addressed appropriately. You know, so there are many areas that we could target funding so that we can have our kids going to school and flourishing in the education system.
It's been said today that 2019 is going to be the year that we move away from the framework that's existed for the last 10 years or since 2008, and that we start to do things differently. Do you actually expect to see a change from this parliament or from this government?
Well, the proof will be in the pudding, I suppose, as to where and what they deliver on and what their commitment to this new process will be. And I can guarantee you that with the voices of our national peaks, that we will be doing everything we can to make them accountable. And if they don't, we will be again letting our community members and also the public know about how we've been let down again.
Cheryl Axleby, co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. Dr. John Davies is the Acting Chief Executive Officer at the Stronger Smarter Institute. He says there needs to be a focus on Indigenous partnership and culturally led programs.
Non-Indigenous organisations that the current governments of the day and through this, through the Close the Gap process and stuff, are funded 10 times more of what our funding base is, and yet they don't have the same Indigenous jargon reach. And this is the flag. We have a notion of different processes around the country which are quite unique and do show traction and impact, and yet aren't funded at the same level as, say, a great example of a good idea approach is the whole special envoy creation when Tony Abbott was regrown within Indigenous fear, yet he was someone that Indigenous communities don't recognise as a strong advocate of our mob. So we're often caught between this notion of what perceptions of good processes and what are actual real impactful and working and longitudinal and sustainable approaches.
The 2019 report identifies that Indigenous partnership and culturally led programs are a key to success. Is this not what Indigenous people have been calling for all along? Why do you think it's taken this long to be acknowledged that that's key point in success?
Now there's a multi-million dollar question. We're going to make that call about where are we? Are we in this deficit design and thinking around our people, or do we really believe that? Hey, you know what? We come from a great root and a great spirit. Did you know that David Nikon, that elder on the $50 bill, he was an amazing scientist and an intuitive innovator of his time. We have those same people now in the year 2019. It's a notion to be able to see, and Stronger Smarter, we say too, we really propagate this really clearly. You can't be what you can't see. So Indigenous leadership is needed at the forefront of these conversations, is needed at the centre of these design of targets and planning. And if it's not, then that's why the gap continues.
Dr. John Davis, Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Stronger Smarter Institute, speaking with The Wire's Jessica Supple.